Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Crosby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Manning reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to home to get Manning. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Hendrick moves to third. Gamble moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is walked intentionally. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Campaneris moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby bunts towards first. 10 Arce scoops it up and throws to first, with Garner covering, for the out. Crosby moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crosby moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crosby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene 10 Arce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. 10 Arce strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Washington moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. Fosse moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fosse scores. Garner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. 10 Arce scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene 10 Arce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. 10 Arce is 0 for 1 in the game. 10 Arce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-0 in the game. Ashby bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Crosby moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Crosby moves to third. Bell moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosby. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fosse moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campaneris bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fosse scores. Garner moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crosby moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 0 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tenarche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. Crosby moves to third. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crosby scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Garner reaches second base with a double. Tom Buskey now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buskey spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Buskey. Garner moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosby. Garner scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Don Hopkins pinch runs for Sal Bando. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hopkins. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Martinez now playing third base. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buskey covering, for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Holt pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Jim Holt. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.